Hello, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We're learning Bava Kamma, Chapter 9, Mishnah 6, and Mishnah 7. Mishnah 6. Nasan lo asa keren, velo nasan lo asa chomesh. If he gave him the principal but didn't give him the fifth, macho lo al hakeren, velo macho lo al hachomesh. If he waived the principal but he did not waive the fifth, macho lo al ze v'al ze, or if he waived both, Chutz mepachos mishava pruta, except for that which was less than one than the value of a pruta bakeren of the principal, enot sarich leilich achrav, he is not obligated to go after him for it. Nasan lo es hachomesh, if he gave him the chomesh, velo nasan lo es hakeren, but didn't give him the principal, machol lo al hachomesh, velo machol lo al hakeren. He waived the fifth, but he didn't waive the principal. Machalo al zeh, or he waived them both. Chutz meshava pruta bekeren, except for the value of a pruta of the principal. Tzayich lechar acharav. Then he is obligated to go after him. So again, our mission is a continuation on the laws of returning a stolen object. And if the thief gives him the principal, but doesn't give him the chomesh, right? He gives him he waived the principal but didn't waive the chomesh, the fifth, or he waived both. So it says that except for less than the value of a pruta of the principal, he does not have to go after him. So even though this is now the principal, this less than the value of a pruta, since it's less than the value of a pruta, that's why he doesn't have to go after him in order to pay it. Actually, the party from whom the object was stolen has to come take it from him. There's no obligation for him to go after it. Even though the stolen object itself exists, we're not afraid that this principal, which is less than the value of a pruta, will increase in value and become worth more than a pruta. But if he gave him the chomesh and not the principal, or he waived the fifth but didn't waive the principal, or if he waived both, except for the value of a pruta of the principal, right? Not except for less than the value, but except for the value of the pruta of the principal. Since it's worth a pruta, he is obligated to go after him. Mishnah 7. Nasan lo asa keren, v'nishpa lo al achomesh, harizeh mishalam chomesh al chomesh, ad shimayet hakeren pachos mishava pruta. So if he gave him the principal and swore to him regarding the chomesh, he has to pay the chomesh. He must pay a chomesh, a fifth, on the chomesh, of the fifth, until the principal itself has been reduced, how much he still owes, to the value of less than a pruta. V'ken pikadon, and also by a deposit, shenemar, b'pikadon, o b'chumes yad, o b'gazel, o ashach es amito, o matza aveda v'kichesh ba, v'nishbal al shaker. So similarly, if regarding a deposit, it's written in a matter of deposit or a pledge or a robbery, or if he's oppressed his neighbor, or he's found something that's lost and dealt falsely with it, and swears to a lie, right? Harizem misham keren v'chomesh v'asham. He has to pay the principal, a fifth, and a guilt offering. Hekam pikadon, he says, where is my deposit? Amar lo, say to him, avad, it was lost. Mashbiachani, I will swear. Amar amen. Ve'edim mi'idim oso sha'acholo mishalom keren. So he says it's lost, and he makes him swear, and he says amen, and the witnesses testify against him and says that he ate it, right? So then he has to pay the principal. If he admits by himself, without being testified again, he prays the principal, the chomesh, Meshalom Keren v'chomesh v'ashem. He prays the principal, the chomesh, and the guilt offering. So the thief has sworn, he admitted, he became liable for the principal and the chomesh. If he gave the party from whom the object had been stolen the principal, right, when he's later demanded to pay the chomesh, he swore saying he already paid it. But then he admitted that he hadn't paid it. So since the chomesh was now the principal that he was swearing to, he has to pay a chomesh on the chomesh, right? And this continues infinitely every time this happens, okay? Until it's worth less than until the principal itself has been worth less than a pruta. So if he steals 32 prutot value, denied stealing and took an oath, and then admitted that he lied, so he has to pay 32 prutot, the principal, and an additional 8, which is 1/5 of the principal plus the 8, right? 40, 1/5 of 48, that's called a chomesh, right? So he paid the principal again, the 8, and he denies it. So in addition to the 8, he's got to pay another 2, the chomesh, which is a total of 10, right? When he retracts and admits, he has to pay a chomesh. So now he pays the principal, and he owes 2, okay? So now when he denies that, it's only worth 2 prutas. The chomesh of 2 prutas is less than a pruta, so then he doesn't have to add an additional chomesh. Okay, and the same thing goes with a deposit or all these other cases that we just learned. Okay, now if he admits it by himself that he consumed the deposit, that's when he pays also principal, chomesh, and a guilt offering. Tosfos explains it because the witnesses didn't obligate him to pay kefil. Even if he admits after the witnesses came, he pays chomesh. The Mishnah states only stated admits by himself because of the following Mishnah, which we'll learn tomorrow, Mishnah 8 and Mishnah 9.